This will be a short one, but a good one. Let's open up the heavens and let the King of Kings in. This is the right time. You know, I feel like we've been building up on something and building up on something and building up on something. And it's come to this pinnacle. It's crescendoed and crescendoed, and we've arrived at something, and it's good. And we've had to war and wait, and we've had to wrestle through some things, but God's promises are yes and amen. Amen. And it's good. I simply want to release in the atmosphere, in the airwaves, over the waterwaves, over the nations, the voice of the Lord. I want to stir up the, listen to me, this is the year of awakening. This is the year of stirring up. I release this prophetic word over 2022 that this was the year of stirring up and awakening. And it seems like the opposite is happening, but that's why the remnant, the ones who are enlightened in Most High God, the ones who will get it, these ones must awaken, and these ones must persist and persevere. It is these ones, it is we, you and I. We have to open our mouths and continue. It's like we're not shooting pellet guns, but we're shooting massive darts and arrows and all sorts of war armories and tools. That's what our voices do as we are aligned with heaven. So, God, would you receive us this hour? Would you wrap us in the shadow of your wings? Would you allow us to ascend? Would you hear us as we call out the name of your Son, Yeshua, as we lift up the blood-stained banner, as we lift up our brothers and sisters across the nations, as we lift up our brothers and sisters in turmoil, various nations around the nations, Father God, we lift up a clarion call asking for the lifter, you, Yeshua, to lift up the nations. We're asking for encouragement to sweep. We're asking for hope to flood and for hope to be let in. Hope, come in. God, hear our voices. God, we're asking for your voice to be stirred, for your voice to be stirred. Stir your voice. Voice activation from heaven, for you are about to speak. I feel it. I feel it. It's more than a feeling, people of God. I know it. Listen, this is also the year of legislation. Isaiah says of Most High God that he is Lord. He is King. He is lawgiver. And he is the one who legislates. He is justice. He's God. He's King. And he is lawgiver. This is the year of the teacher. Now, I've explained this through and through. I've done a full episode on this about the prophetic year of 2022, where I delve into some insights about the Levites. And of course, we're not going back into what God did and renewed under the blood of Yeshua. That's a better covenant, amen. We're not going back to the Levitical law and unseating what Yeshua did. We can't undo that anyway. But looking back at what was with the Levites, that's what they were called to do. And they were priests. They were high priests. We are priests. We are of the priesthood, a royal priesthood, the priesthood under Melchizedek, under that order. Amen. Under Yeshua, royal priests, kingly priests. Do you know how much authority and power is in our decrees, in our legislation? You see, that's why we must ascend and legislate. This is what Yeshua is about to do. He is about to legislate over the nations. He is about to speak and dispense some verdicts and judgments. Judgments get such a bad rap, man, and it's not bad. God, we thank you that your judgments, according to Psalm, they're wonderful and they're good and they're awesome. And the psalmists all say that how they love your laws and how they love your judgments and how they're perfect. Oh, Yeshua, yes, that you would come. You have been assessing. You've been watching over the nations since 2020, assessing and watching and assessing and watching. And now you rise. Now you rise. Now you rise. You rise, Yeshua, and you legislate. I thank you right now, lawgiver, lawgiver, that you are rising this hour and you've come to give some verdicts over your nations. Lord, we stir your voice. We stir your voice. We stir your voice into the atmosphere. We ask that you would release your voice right now, Yeshua. Let your voice be heard. I'm asking for a distinction this day. I am asking, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, that you would flow, that you would flow, that you would flow between the cherubim, that you would flow between the cherubim, Yeshua, that you would flow between the cherubim, and your voice would pervade and pierce through the atmosphere into the earth. And there is evidence. I thank you. There is evidence. I thank you, Father God. There is an evidence in the earth today of your voice. There is a record of your voice in the earth today. Amen. And I seal it. I seal it. I seal it right now. I seal it right now in Jesus' name. Just going to pray Psalm 29. Release atmosphere. I speak to you. Nations, I speak to you. Nations of nations, the world, the earth, world's systems, I speak the voice of the Lord to you. Proclaim his majesty, all you mighty sons of Yahweh, giving all the glory and strength back to him. Be in awe before his majesty. Be in awe before such power and might. Come worship wonderful Yahweh, arrayed in all his splendor, bowing in worship as he appears the beauty of holiness. Give him the honor due his name. Worship him wearing the glory garments of your holy priestly calling. The voice of the Lord echoes through the skies and seas. The glory God reigns as he thunders in the clouds. So powerful is his name, is his voice, so brilliant and bright, how majestic as he thunders over the great waters. I decree and declare there is a rumbling right now. There is a sending forth over the waters. There is a traveling. There is a shock wave over the waters. His tympanic thunder topples the strongest of trees. Let there be a blowing, a strong wind that blows over the trees, Lord God. His symphonic sound splinters the mighty forests. Now he moves Zion's mountains by the might of his voice, shaking the snowy peaks with his ear-splitting sound. Yeshua has come. Yeshua has come. Do you feel the rhythm and the beat? Do you feel it? Do you hear it? Get in sync with the sound. Prepare for the procession of his coming, of the voice, of the voice, of the voice. Hear the voice as they heard the voice. Father, I send your voice forth. Hey, I send your voice forth. I send your voice forth as Adam heard your voice moving. He heard your sound moving. God, in the garden, let your voice move in the earth and let men know. Let your sons and daughters witness this. But of course, Father God, those degenerates, those who are not in your kingdom, let them shake and tremble and bow down at the voice of the Almighty God. The lightning fire flashes, striking as he speaks. God reveals himself when he makes the fault lines quake, shaking deserts, speaking his voice. God's mighty voice makes the deer give birth. I decree new life, new life, new life, new life in the name of Jesus. His thunderbolt voice lays the forest bare. In his temple, all fall before him, with each one shouting, glory, glory, the God of glory. Lord, let this be the cry of those in Ukraine in the name of Jesus, that their salvation, that their victory has come to them. Above the furious flood, the enthroned one reigns. The King God rules with eternity at his side. This is the one who gives his strength and might to his people. This is the Lord giving us his kiss of peace. I decree and declare over the nations, over the atmosphere right now, over every disruptive meridian, every defiled line, Yahweh Shalom. I speak Shalom in the name of Jesus. Blessings.